We have Paul Bauer, who is a real estate agent with KW Elite in Omaha. Welcome, Paul. Nice to have you on the air with us this morning.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. You have a big day today. You'll be before the Nebraska Racing Commission. Is that right?
Yes, you got that right. Should be a lot of fun and learning a lot.
Yeah, I'll bet. So there's a proposal for a racetrack / casino in Fremont. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct. Yep. Yeah. KRG, we're in the initial stages of working with the city of Fremont to develop a new racing and gaming venue. And the name is actually going to be Horse Track Casino of Fremont.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Ah, so that's exciting. So this has been in the works for a while. Can you tell us or not?
Yeah, you know, it has. We have had a meeting with the mayor, city administrator, city planner, and, you know, we brought it to light, you know, after the recent market study. You know, there's been some great first-rate racetracks. We think Fremont is a great location for an additional one.
Okay. What would be the main reasons for Fremont? I just want to know what the group or how that came about.
Yeah, definitely. So when you look at where the initial six casinos are located right now, there's a big pocket where there isn't anything, you know, like this. And with the surgence of a lot of different things that Fremont, you know, you have the Port Authority that's coming in, you have all these, you know, different companies that are, you know, looking essentially to come into Fremont. There's some tech companies as well. And so we just thought it was a great time where the city of Fremont is growing quite a bit. And so we wanted to be a part of that journey. And we just feel like within the city, it just perfectly aligns for a new racing and gaming entertainment venue.
So will this be your initial meeting with the Racing Commission then today?
Yeah, it is. It is for multiple people. They did a statewide market study for most of last year, and we essentially had to patiently wait until they were done with that market study. And that is going to be the big piece of today's agenda meeting is we're going to hear people talk about that market study, their findings, things like that. And then that's when we're able to propose our racetrack / casino idea to them.
Okay. We're talking with Paul Bauer, a real estate agent with KW Elite right here in Omaha.
Hey, Paul, this is Carla. I'm just curious, what happens after today, after the proposal is made?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and that's a great question, and I think, you know, that's the question that we have as well. So, you know, like I said, we are in the initial stages, and so we're not expecting to hear a yes or no, you know, with our proposal. We do understand, you know, there is, I should say we do know what happens after this. You have to go through certain paperwork and meetings and things like that for both the licensing of the casino and the licensing of the racing side. And so essentially after, you know, proposing our racetrack casino, that's essentially our next steps is to work towards those two different licenses. And we work, you know, hand in hand with the commission to make sure, you know, everything's going well and providing more information, you know, as we get things going.
So with something like this, Paul, obviously you have to identify some land. And about how much land would be needed for something like this?
You know, it really is. It does vary for every racetrack / casino. You know, we have identified, the city actually identified four different locations for us. We really do want to work hand in hand with the city of Fremont. So we actually had them identify four different areas, and we do plan on putting other things potentially besides just the racetrack and casino, you know, maybe a hotel, maybe an entertainment district. And so, you know, I would say standard, you know, maybe around 15 acres, but we're looking for quite a bit more than that to bring these other things to the city.
Okay. Yeah, so I was just curious. Obviously, it'd be more than a recent acquisition to the Fremont area. A little bit bigger than a Chipotle, right?
Yeah, just a little bit, you know. I mean, Those burritos do get pretty big there, though.
So. Yeah, true, they do.
I'm just curious, too, as I know that, like, Horseman's Park in Omaha, they have a certain schedule set for their racing, and I don't know if they've expanded it, but usually it's just a race weekend or two. What would it be here? I know it's early to be discussing that. And would it stagger between other horse races around the state?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so I think when it comes to that, the reason why we haven't really chosen, you know, a partner on that side of things, you know, with operating the racetrack. And the reason why is, you know, you have two different types of, you know, races, thoroughbred and quarter horse. And there's five thoroughbred and one quarter horse so far in Nebraska. And so we want to work hand in hand with the horse track operators. You know, we want to partner with somebody, you know, across the country or, you know, hopefully someone more local, you know, that we can really lean on and, you know, helps us with, you know, the scheduling of things like that as well. You would hope to, you know, stagger them, so you're not in, you know, direct competition, but mm-hmm. if you have those two different racetracks, thoroughbred and quarter horse, you don't have to worry about stacking because obviously they're different.
Right, and they'll draw different crowds, I'm sure, too.
Yep.
So.
Yeah,
I did look through the agenda, and I see you do have like four different locations kind of plotted out, but nothing, you know, laid out, nothing really saying we're going to use this plot of land, but all good things, and all in good spots that are easily accessible, correct?
Yep, yeah, definitely. You know, that's something that you want for something like this. You know, we didn't want to put it directly in downtown. It wouldn't work, and, you know, it would be quite big.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah,
so we wouldn't want to do anything like that. So it is more on the outskirts, I can say that. And, you know, that's what we would want. You know, we don't want to take up, you know, anything that's already existing. You know, we would want this to bring, you know, I mentioned this to a couple other people. We want this to be able to bring a lot of different jobs to the city, and we want to keep that as local as possible, from the building of all of this to, you know, running the facilities to, you know, giving jobs to the great city of Fremont. We want the city of Fremont to be involved in as much of the process as possible.
All right. Well, good luck at the meeting today. Hope that all goes well for you, Paul.
We do as well, and I appreciate you having me on.
And we hope to talk to you soon again, and you can give us updates on how this is going. It's a big boom for Fremont.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.